Hello and welcome to another episode of Up Yours, a podcast dedicated to helping ambitious, introverted women up their game in their personal and professional lives. This is your host, Danielle Dupree, aka The Introvert Mind, and I believe to be ambitious is to dream big and to live with intent, whether you work in a home office or corporate office. So I'll introduce you to women who slay with ambition. They'll reveal practical insights to show you how you can up your game too. And one such woman is today's guest, Felicia Gentry, affectionately called Fee. She's a personal business trainer, a speaker, an entrepreneur, and an in-demand thought leader on business strategy and entrepreneurship. For over 20 years, she has worked with executives, entrepreneurs, athletes to grow their business and their life skills via her innovative signature systems and pure gut instinct. Fee is the founder of Businesswoman Nation, empowering culturally diverse women entrepreneurs to grow and scale businesses and make their greatest contribution. Fee, welcome to Up Yours podcast, and thank you for being here. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Danielle, for having me. I really appreciate you having me on. I'm so excited about today. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, Fee, before we dive into your story, I want to start with a game called This or That. Have you ever played it?
No.
Okay. So it's easy. It's an either or format. For instance, if I asked you winter or summer, what would you say?
Winter.
See? Very simple. Mm-hmm. And you're in Austin. Go figure.
I hate the heat.
Okay. So let's do this. Here we go. When sleeping, fan or no fan?
Fan.
Wonder Woman or Superwoman?
Ooh. Wonder Woman for sure. Okay. Yep.
Night owl or early bird?
Early bird.
Hmm. Horror movie or comedy?
Comedy.
Hmm. Coffee or a cocktail?
Cocktail.
Meat or vegetables?
Ooh, veggies, definitely.
Veggies. Yeah. Okay. All right. Ice cream cone or snow cone?
Ice cream cone.
Apple or Android?
Apple, of course.
Bath or shower?
Shower.
Pants or skirt?
Pants.
Paper or plastic?
Paper.
Flops or heels?
Flops.
Fiction or nonfiction?
Really? Nonfiction. Let's go nonfiction.
Okay. French fries or potato chips?
Oh, French fries.
Phone call or text message?
Phone call.
Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter.
Introvert or extrovert?
Situational extrovert.
Nice. Okay. So now we know a little bit more about Fee. Let's just dive in. Tell me, Fee, what's your story? How did you get where you are today?
Wow. My story is a long road. From my roots, I born in Houston, Texas, but raised on the Monterey Peninsula in California in the 1970s and 80s. Had a mom who was just a super phenomenal role model and the first of many in her industry, which is in the healthcare industry. I'm the firstborn child, and I have all the characteristics of the firstborn child. I'm a natural, risk taker. I like to be in control. I'm a leader. I'm competitive. And so I would consider myself kind of like a tomboy-ish, stylish tomboy. And so I grew up, you know, playing competitive sports, played and went on scholarship as a scholarship athlete, playing basketball at Long Beach State, and then ended up graduating at VCU from Virginia Commonwealth University in the early 90s, and decided to, and I always knew at a young age that if I'm going to work, I may as well be the boss. And that's the way my parents raised us. And so I never set out to work for anybody. I always thought that I wanted to be a sports trainer, or I'm sorry, sports rehab therapist, specialist or physical therapist. And so that was my objective, was to own a sports medicine center. I guess, you know, God had a different plan for me. Okay. And I didn't get into PT school initially. So I ended up doing, you know, going into the fitness industry, the rehabilitation industries, airlines, behavioral health. I've done a lot of different things. And so then I ended up going back to school and getting my MBA. And when I was in business school, I didn't go there to, you know, work for somebody else. I was going there just to enhance my skills. And because I'd already owned probably three companies by that time, had started three different businesses by that time. And I was sitting in school and realized that that wasn't normal because everybody else was like trying to go work for, you know, major corporations. Then, like I said, through a series of events, I've co-founded 11 different companies. And like I said, they've been anywhere from, you know, rehabilitation to fitness. And then my last venture has been in Fantrav Sports Luggage. And like you said, through that whole time, what I realized was that I needed to be in my genius zone, and that is in the area of training, coaching, and consulting. And so that's taking all those years, 20 plus years of experience, helping other people, specifically multicultural women, entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs, reach their business goals. Hmm. So does that answer most of your question?
Of course, absolutely. Okay. So now you're out there, you're moving and shaking. How do you reach your prospects, your clients? What kind of marketing do you do?
I do a series of different things. Kind of, I teach what I do what I teach. And so I do Facebook marketing. So on the technology front, I do a lot of Facebook marketing. I do radio shows and appearances. I do some guest blogging and writing for a few people. I mean, writing articles. And I do live events. That's probably where I'm best. And so I do a lot of live events. And then it comes through referrals, honestly.
Live events. Okay. Now.
Like workshops, yeah.
Right. So being a situational introvert, how did you put yourself out there and get in front of those people? What types of things did you have to do to set up your mindset in order to get out there and do those live events?
Girl, daily. Let me tell you, daily, because I don't want to, what's funny is I don't like to be the center of attention, but I'm a 6 foot tall black woman. So it's not like I just can just, you know, slip through somewhere and be, and I have these remarkable features. So people always remember me, you know, something different about me and with wild hair. Mm-hmm. And so the mindset has been continually, and it's something I battle every day, to be honest with you. It's meditations, it's self-talk, it's talking to my mom, you know what I mean? Talking, you know, getting that encouragement from my mom to go out there and do that. And then I have this persona, her name is Olivia. And sometimes I have to pretend like I'm Olivia or call her Liv, right? Uh-huh. And I have to go out and just put myself out there and remember that nobody died, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of things. Like, nobody died, and if I don't die, I'm good. So
now, wait a minute. Are you channeling Liv from Scandal?
How'd you know? Yes.
Okay.
Olivia
okay.
Pope yes. and Associates. Yeah, Pope and
of
Associates.
Course.
Yes, of course. Of course. Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah. So that's my persona. Yeah, I'm not the Sasha Fierce, but I am Olivia Pope and Associates. Absolutely. Uh-huh.
I feel you on that one. For sure. Mm-hmm. Now, what about self care? What do you do to kick back when you're not working?
That's funny. For years, I did not do self-care. And as a result, I burned out. And I had a therapist. This is how burned out I was. She said, Fee, what do you do to take care of yourself? And I go, I bathe. What do you mean? Mm. I didn't understand that's how foreign it was to me. And so now what I do for self-care is, you know, and I've always done this. I've always worked out. So I work out, you know, 3 to 6 times a week. I give myself go get massages from time to time. I go to my chiropractor. The number one thing is I go to my chiropractor once every 2 weeks. That's probably the biggest thing. And then I love, love, love to travel, eat really good food. I was a vegetarian for a while, and I'm actually back being a vegetarian. This year. And the other last self-care thing that I do, and people don't even know this, how important it is, really good socks.
Oh, tell me more.
I buy high-quality socks because, remember, the more nerves, you have more nerve endings in your feet than any place in your body other than your hands. And so when you put on socks, it increases circulation, vasodilation, you know, when your feet to your body, it makes you feel secure. Because your hands, everybody sees your hands moving, right? And you get nervous and how your hands shake. Well, your feet have those same kind of neurological responses. And so if you put socks on your feet, really good socks on your feet, it's one of those, it's kind of like a cocoon. And it shields you from that stress and anxiety. And people don't realize that about socks. Try it. Get some really good socks.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like to keep my feet warm too. Warm and cozy. So I'll have to check that out. Okay. Yeah. Do you subscribe to maybe a subscription sock company or anything like that?
Well, I did Sock Fancy for a while. So I did that. But what I do is I buy these socks called Bombas. It's this company that builds this kind of like high-tech sock. And I really like them, and so I order those socks from time to time. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, let me go back to the burnout. What would you say to the woman who is getting close to that burnout, but they don't even know? How can they recognize that they're getting close to that point?
The signs of burnout are confusion, stress, weight gain, not being as productive, or maybe not enjoying their work anymore, failed relationships. I mean, all those are, you know, just classic signs of burnout. Anxiety, depression, I mean, all of those things are just classic signs of it. Your people not wanting to be around you, you know, because you're grouchy or you're aloof, you know, or distant, those kind of things.
Yeah. Right. Now let's talk about, I mean, you talked about Olivia Pope, you channel her, but who are you speaking to? What's her name? What does she do?
Her name is Desiree, and I have my avatar, and she is what I call my legacy, because I don't have any children. So, so Desiree is the young woman who would be my daughter. So I'm thinking I'd probably have a daughter about 28 to 30 years of age, right? And that's the young woman. I'm telling her that you can do and be anything that you want to be. There are no restrictions to, you know, or limits to what you want to do other than the ones that you place on yourself.
Now, when we talk about we work a lot, okay, we get to that point of burnout, got to talk to somebody, got to talk to mom, talk to our close friends, keep that network, our community. But when it comes to you working too hard, what does Fee need to hire someone to do right now when you know you shouldn't be doing it because it's not something that's producing income for you? It's something that maybe you don't even like to do it, but at this point you're doing it just because you feel like you need to learn the ins and outs of it. But maybe this is something you should have a VA, a virtual assistant, come and do for you in your business or your personal life?
I mean, the answer for that is anything that I call is not in my genius zone, whether it's in work or in play. Right. So with my, you know, dollar productivity activities, I am horrible sometimes at letting them go. I'm pretty good at delegating, but sometimes I want to learn the skill. I'm a habitual learner. I always want to learn stuff. And so sometimes it doesn't behoove me to learn how to code, right? I don't need that skill, but there's some other people who might benefit. So I just have to remember to, you know, let it go. And even if it's done only 80% well, and I just did a coaching session before I got on with you, and this young man, he was trying to do everything himself. And I said, is it okay if they do it 80% better, you know, 80% as good as you? And he was like, yeah. And I said, that's when it's okay to, you know, if you can let go of something that's not making you money or that doesn't make you happy, you know, like cleaning my house. I like a clean house. And do you know I was so cheap I wouldn't get a housekeeper? And then I finally said, you know what, I need to get a housekeeper again, right? I just didn't want to, but I have a housekeeper that comes clean my house. And does she clean like I would clean? No, but she saves me 3 hours, you know, a week of cleaning, right?
No, I totally agree there, because that's one of those things for me. I don't want to clean my house. I know that I'm very nitpicky when it comes to someone coming in to clean it, but it gives me my time back. You got to get it back somehow, and that's one of those things. So that's why I always ask, and for me, that's probably priority number one. So I do have someone coming in and clean, absolutely.
Yeah. And we're providing jobs for people.
Yeah.
Specifically, probably women of color. You know what I mean? To be honest, let's be honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's we're providing somebody who's operating. That's a gift to them to be able to operate in their genius zone and provide for their families.
Right. Right. Yeah. We can't do it all. Don't spread yourself thin, because then you get to that point of burnout again. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So watch that. Now, you talked about self-talk. What's some examples of self-talk that you have with yourself?
Mostly stickies on the wall that I repeat. I have mantras, you know, that I'm good enough, that I'm smart enough, that there's a lot of talks about, you know, like if I'm getting ready to, I set an intention just about if I'm going into an important meeting or if I'm pitching, asking for someone's business or anything like that. So I kind of pitch, I mean, I kind of, you know, practice the pitch of, you know, that and imagine, have a visualization that this person's going to be excited and enthusiastic to do business with me. I talked to them, you know, I talked about the characteristics, like this person is fun, you know, she's 36 years old, she's well educated, she's got, you know, she's well funded, and she wants to work with me, and she needs the skills and talents that I have. Boom. You know what I mean? Those kind of things. Yeah. Those kind of things.
Yeah. I am good enough. I'm smart enough. Mm-hmm. And we touched on this before, but tell me about a time. Tell me a story about a time when you felt like an imposter. How did you silence that inner critic?
Danielle, I have her. That girl pops up every day. That inner critic. There are so many stories about me feeling like I'm an imposter that it's, and mostly though it happens when I get out of myself, right? That I try to do too much or compare my outsides to other people's insides. That's usually when I feel like I'm an imposter. The most recent time was probably right before Christmas, and I'll tell you about this story. I'm sitting in a room with a whole bunch of PhDs, MBAs, etc., and it's because we were selected to be the inaugural faculty for a new private college that's opened up called Southeastern University, a campus here in the Austin, Texas area. And I'm sitting in the room thinking, what am I doing in the room with all these PhDs and MBAs? But I forgot I have an MBA and I have like, and I was teaching entrepreneurship, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, but I felt like an imposter and a fraud. And because I'm sitting there with all these, you know, people who I thought just had done wonderful and great things. And I just had to remind myself, I'm in the room because I belong. And I am enough. And I wouldn't have been invited in the room unless these people thought so, because I went through a rigorous process to get in.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is amazing. Yes, you got it. You got to have those talks with yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. So, and this is a question I love to ask, but success. What does that look like for you today versus 5 years ago?
Success today is being fully who I am and operating in my gifts. 5 years ago I was chasing. Now I want to attract and then leave a legacy. That's the difference. That's what success looks like for me today. Yeah.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. So what is a habit that maybe you had that was blocking your success?
Self-sabotage. Absolutely. So, and I mean, I'm not perfect at it today, but self-sabotage was the number one thing that was causing that. And that's caused by fear.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So of course you're not alone out there to the introvert minds. You're not alone. Yeah. Now let's talk about Fee's perfect weekend. What does that look like?
Ooh, I'm going to have one. My perfect weekend is going to the beach. I am a water girl, and so going here in Texas, if you want to call those, you know, it's a it's a beach, right? It's the Gulf of Mexico. But it's just going to the beach, walking, you know, walking in the water, sitting out in the sun, swimming, and then eating really good seafood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's a perfect weekend. And then, you know, reading and chillaxing, you know, with a book and hanging out with friends and all that, yeah.
Okay. So what are you reading right now?
I'm reading, again, Brian Tracy's Eat That Frog.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading, I like trash novels, so I kind of balance stuff out, right? Like, I'm reading some, like, trashy novel. Like, I'm reading that, and then I'm reading Tony Robbins' Unshakable book.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, how's that?
It's really good. I just started it, like, I'm only on, like, page 21, so yeah.
Okay,
You definitely got to do that. And then every year I try to read some of the classics, and like Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. You got to read that one, like, just because it helps you really get focused on priorities, like what it is that you want to do. Yeah, yeah, what you need to do. Yeah.
Right, Eat That Frog first.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Now, you talked about trashy novels. What is your reality TV guilty pleasure?
I don't watch a lot of TV, but my reality TV guilty pleasure is, Love at First Sight, Marriage at First Sight.
Oh, okay.
Like where people get married first, like they get married and then they work it out later on.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. That's what I think that's cool. Like, let's work it out later. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my guilty pleasure. What are some other ones out there? I don't watch a lot of TV.
It would be Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's mine, yeah.
I can't get with them sisters, man. They wear me out.
Yeah, yeah, not that I like it, but it's just one of those, like, train wrecks, you know, or when you go and driving down the highway and there's a crash on the other side, you just gotta look.
Okay. That one, like,
Okay. Good. So, now, what hobby would you love to try, but you just haven't had the chance?
Gosh, I've done mostly everything that I want to do. Oh, you know what I learned what I want to do? I want to learn how to fly a plane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Fly in a plane. I worked for United Airlines and Continental Airlines for several years, and I want to learn how to fly a plane. Yeah.
Do it.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Fee. So what's in store for 2018 for you?
Where do we begin?
Yeah.
My plate is, one is to... In store for 2018 is to simplify. So I am getting rid of most everything that is non-essential in my life before I add anything that's new in 2018. And so that includes people, and it includes certain businesses. And so one of them is that I don't know if you know this, but I sell real estate as well. I specialize in new home construction. So I really want to put that more on the side as another revenue stream and not folk and acquire better clients with that. So that's one thing on the horizon. I want to launch Businesswoman Nation. I want to relaunch Fantrav because I had a fire that burned down in China a few years ago. And it was so disheartening that it just completely shut me down and I stopped. And so now I have an investor who's probably interested in reinvesting in that. Mm. I turned 50 this year.
Yay.
And so honestly, it's getting in the best shape of my life. So I've been boxing and, like I said, going back to the vegetarian food plan.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you working with a boxing coach? Or are you doing group classes? Like
no.
UFC?
I'm doing that. I'm doing group classes. I started testing out some classes in December, and this one dude, like, he was doing that UFC thing. Uh-huh. He was like so into it. I was like, nah, let me just go do regular. I love kickboxing.com. You know, the kickboxing gym.
Yeah, okay.
I'm doing that. Yeah, I would do that. Mm. Yeah. This dude was, he was trying to, you know, he was doing headbutts and, you know, getting knee.
Calm down.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, yeah, I've done the I love kickboxing classes too. And yeah, that's a pretty good workout. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
so
cool.
That's what I'm going to do.
Nice. Okay. So, Fee, what social media platform do you spend most of your time on?
Really, Facebook is what I spend most of my time on. But I'm a Twitter girl. Like, I like Twitter because it's, you know, 140 characters. Get it over, you know, get get in and get it over with, right? But most of the time I'm on Facebook, believe it or not.
Twitter, I can't get with it. It's just too noisy for me. I mean, I'm trying.
Really?
But yeah.
No, if you look at Twitter, it's very clean. That's what I like about it, is it's clean and you can pick and choose. And now, you know, with Twitter, you can look at videos, you can click on links and get information really quickly, and you can see in real time what people are doing. You can in Facebook, don't get me wrong, but Twitter, it's just really, you know, it's very interactive. I like Twitter, and it's short. Yeah. People, maybe. You don't hear people tell their stories. Like, you know, Facebook, people get on and and drag it out. I'm like, let's get spit it out, you know, 140 characters.
Maybe I'll look into it in 2018.
What do you think about Instagram? Because I've been doing a little bit of Instagram, but not a whole lot.
Well, see, I just started, the Introvert Mind Instagram page, and I've been doing, because I'm a CrossFit girl, so girls do
that.
CrossFit, so that's another. I've got a couple different pages on Instagram, so it's kind of one of those things where you got to focus on, well, for me, I need to focus on one profile in order to be consistent. Otherwise, I mean, I like it. I like the visual aesthetics of Instagram, but I need to be more consistent with it. That's my problem. So that question I asked about, maybe you need a virtual assistant to do, that's probably what I need them to do, the social media management part of it. But
What is there to manage on Facebook? Like, what is there to manage on Instagram?
Just posting.
Being
consistent with the post. And it's plenty of apps out there that will do it for you. You just set it up. It's just a matter of setting time to set up your posts, you know?
Okay. And that's where I'm introverted. I don't like people in my personal space in life, or I'm shy about that. Mm. That's where I'm introverted. Like, people think that I have I have great social skills, but I'm very, very shy when it comes to doing that kind of stuff.
Posting your face and stuff?
Yep.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Posting my face, posting pictures. I'm thinking, who cares about what kind of food I'm eating or what my, you know, getting my feet done. I hate to see people's feet on it. So, I'm shy.
That's me too. Honestly, that's me. Because my Instagram profile, the Black Girls Do CrossFit, I don't even post myself. I post other posts. I post other people. You know, they'll send stuff to me and I'll post their posts of them lifting. So I'm like, it's not me. I don't even want to be on it. But it's just, I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
I'm weird that way.
I get you.
Okay. Okay. So Facebook, that would be the best way for ambitious introvert minds to connect with you?
Yeah.
Or is it Twitter?
Facebook.com. Okay. At Fee Gentry, FEE Gentry. Yep, that's the best way for them to interact with me. And then we also have, which will be launching January 18th, which is Businesswoman Nation, the Facebook page for that.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Fee. It has been fun. And to all the introvert minds out there, send me a message on the Facebook page, The Introvert Mind, and tell me, what's your biggest takeaway from this episode that will help you up your game? And that's all for today. It is time to recharge my introvert battery. Peace and blessings, y'all. Thank you for listening to another episode of Up Yours Podcast. Don't forget, if this resonates with you, please subscribe, rate, and review. And if you want to slay the introvert way, I'll be happy to jump on a 30-minute complimentary call and give you a digital download of my book, Slay the Introvert Way. Just go to theintrovertmind.com/call.